This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
There's a growing online craze among some fitness communities, fetishists, chronic disease sufferers for buying and drinking human breast milk. And it, yes, that is what I said. And it can pose serious health risks. People are looking at these dicey websites, which seeming to be a lucrative market for adult buyers, that buying and drinking human breast milk is some kind of superfood that can boost health and fitness and ward off disease. Ick. It was funny when Joey and Ross did it on Friends. Okay, that was really funny when they drank Rachel's breast milk. But for fitness people, really, you know, I can see where someone with a chronic disease, chronic pain is willing to try anything. But this not only is disgusting, but it's really dangerous. So first of all, doctors are all saying that the benefits are bunk and that the risks of buying breast milk online are very real and much more dangerous than you might realize. So first of all, you don't know who you're buying it from. We've done shows for the American Academy of Pediatrics that talk about buying online breast milk for children and through breast milk banks. Now, these are checked out, tested, but if you're buying them on some scary website, from some woman who says she's been tested for disease. Breast milk is known to carry many sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV, hepatitis, syphilis. A lot of blood-borne diseases are carried in breast milk. So why would you even risk buying somebody's breast milk to drink anyway? You know, human milk doesn't contain the protein that cow's milk does. It's really not. It contains less protein than goat's milk, sheep's milk, all of those kinds of milk. The animal milks are better for us. Maybe not when we're babies. Maybe not for that first year of life. But then we don't really know any better, so we're drinking it because that's what we're given. But if you're an adult and you're going online and buying somebody else's breast milk, then I just feel sorry for you. And that's disgusting, and you should probably stop it. On the next story, drug overdose deaths on the rise in the U.S., and this is kind of a sad story. Deaths by drug overdose have been on the rise in the United States, with the majority of states recording increases from 2009 to 2013. Across the country, 44,000 people died from drug overdoses in 2013, more than double the number in 1999. So, you know, nearly 52% of the deaths are related to prescription medications. You've heard me talk about the risks of OxyContin and Norco and Vicodin, and the addiction properties of these is just absolutely crazy. The number of overdose deaths increased in 26 states and decreased in only six. West Virginia had the highest number of drug overdose deaths per capita. North Dakota had the lowest. They're really, really cold up there, so they're not taking drugs. They only had 2.6 per 100,000 people, which is probably just how many they have in the whole state. But they've the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has declared prescription drug abuse is now an epidemic. I'd like to give you some websites: recovery.org, drugfree.org, and samhsa.gov. That's samhsa.gov. These are all drug hotlines, places you can go for more information. If you or a loved one has an addiction to prescription painkillers, these things are lethal, listeners. They're dangerous and highly addictive, and they can kill you. It's very easy to overdose. So keep your cabinets locked from your children. Keep prescription medications out of their reach. And, you know, get help if you need it. We have a great show coming up today. A lot of good, interesting topics. So stay tuned to Health Radio right here on Radio MD.